The new pitcher for the Boston Red Sox, Daisuke Matsuzaka, is making his home debut. The Red Sox scooped him up from a Japanese team in a $103 million deal, and more buzz and hype surround him than anyone else in baseball. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
It doesn't matter that before tonight, Matsuzaka hasn't pitched a single game at Fenway Park and has only pitched once in the major leagues. Red Sox fans truly are fanatics, so the idea that they've landed a pitcher who could become one of the best in baseball is like throwing gasoline on a fire.
I think he's going to take us all the way.
At a bar outside Fenway before opening day yesterday, Janelle Lovell and Alice Atkinson, both nurses, were very fired up about Matsuzaka. They're wearing Daisuke Japanese Rising Sun headbands and have big fuzzy red dice hanging around their necks.
Oh, he's the best. Can't get any better than him. I can tell he's going to go all the way. He's going to be
our confidence and the drive to get us there. He wants it. He wants it, and he knows what the fans want.
And that would be another World Series title. Boston is going pretty crazy over this 26-year-old pitcher with an easy smile and a bionic arm. Across the bar here are the Dice Girls, the sports bar's official Daisuke groupies, dressed in matching tight-fitting Japanese hipster outfits. A local hotel is serving a Daisuke martini with vodka and sake. You can get Dice Cream-flavored ice cream all over town. A souvenir shop outside the park sold out of all of its more than 10,000 Matsuzaka t-shirts in just a few days. This week, a mob of Japanese TV crews has been camping out by the Fenway parking lot, waiting for Daisuke to drive out in his silver Mercedes. Tokyo broadcasting reporter Akira Amiya thinks American fans are so worked up because of all the money the Red Sox paid.
It's a big deal. He is called, $100 million deal guy. So that made him very famous, I believe.
And he also just has a cool name. I mean, you know, in English, Dice K is, you know, he could be like a hip-hop guy with that kind of name.
Yeah, I agree. Dice K is very easy to remember. And K stands for the strikeout, so it's a good name. But that's not the nickname, his real name.
Also, Daisuke's legend precedes him. He was the top pitcher in Japan, winning the country's equivalent of the Cy Young Award. And there's rumors about a mysterious, maybe mythical pitch called a gyro ball. Inside the park at opening day yesterday, Matsuzaka wasn't pitching, but a lot of people were talking about him anyway, with high hopes. But not everybody.
I think he's going to choke.
Sandy Lynch is wearing a Red Sox hat, but it turns out only because she lost a bet with her extended family here, Mike and Donna Lynch and George Stamos. She's really from Queens, and she's a Yankee fan.
I think he's going to see the crowd, the magnitude, and I think he's going to choke.
You don't
and
know anything.
Yankees will be all over him.
She's my sister-in-law. He's going to add to it. He's going to throw his gyro.
The Yankees
gyro
are,
or
the Yankees are pros. They know how to squash people.
You don't know anything.
They squash people.
Suck.
One look from A-Rod, and he's going to choke.
Oh, boo.
If the past is any guide, that's not too likely. Matsuzaka won his first major league game in Kansas City last week with 10 strikeouts and seemed to enjoy being on the big stage.
Up to now, given all the expectations that have surrounded me, you know, I felt happy about those expectations, at the same time feeling like perhaps they were a little bit extreme. But speaking for myself, and then also for all the fans that have supported me here, you know, it's great that I was able to come out here and record a victory in my first start.
Matsuzaka is on the mound again tonight with fans across two countries watching. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.